Chapter 9, Over to A.G. Becker and Out. Anyway, like I said, I followed my Payne Webber boss to another brokerage house by the name of A.G. Becker. But unfortunately, I was that same leopard with those same spots, that same alcoholic, that same mess of a man. Not to mention that I was totally lazy and had no intention of putting in the work that was required to be successful in that business. Well, it sure wouldn't take a rocket scientist to predict what the outcome would be. I mean, I certainly wasn't going to become employee of the month anytime soon, that's for sure. I would be that same crappy employee that I had been with Dean Witter and with Payne Webber. Nothing would change except the name of the company that I bragged about drunk. Again, I looked and acted like a successful broker. So there I was as usual, getting drunk in a bar in Division Street and looking like that handsome top executive that I wasn't. And just maybe some sexy thing would get turned on and simply have to have me. As I had done in my last two stops, I would arrive at the office at 9 a.m. and leave at 3 p.m. Those were the hours of the New York Stock Exchange, and those were my hours too, which, by the way, was ridiculous. I mean, just because the New York Stock Exchange opened at 10 and closed at 4 New York time, which is 3 Chicago time, what the hell did that have to do with me? I was a registered representative working for a company who was in the business of selling securities to investors, so I should have been on the phone cold calling to get customers until 5 p.m. every day, like everyone else in the office, and everyone else on planet Earth, for that matter. Basically, all I did while I was in the office was socialize with the other brokers and try to have as good a time as I possibly could without doing a lick of work. I mean, if a guy is a salesman on, say, straight commission, by the end of the quarter, some higher up in the company would see that this guy had done nothing because his sales would be zero or close to it, and the gig would be up, and he'd be fired. When I would start working at these companies, there would be that grace period that I have mentioned where I would make a salary for the first few months being new with the company. But with all three of those brokerage houses that I had worked for, I never had any longevity. Hence, I was always new. I would have been found out had I stayed anywhere for any amount of time, but I never did. Obviously, booze was the main reason for my lack of success, but come on, Brad, don't kid yourself. You were also just plain old lazy. I worked for just a few months at A.G. Becker before I had apparently finally had enough, and the decision to quit that final brokerage job was sort of spiritual, you could say, and came out of nowhere. When I left for work that morning, I had no thought or intention of quitting that job that day. None. I'll never forget the image of that last day. I can still see it. At around 3 in the afternoon, I just started to walk around the office, almost as if in a trance, like I wasn't a part of it. And as I was slowly walking around the office, I was just looking at all the other brokers in their little glass offices as they were picking their noses or brushing off dandruff, talking on the phone with their fat stomachs and ugly expressions. And as I was taking it all in, I asked myself, do I really want to be that guy 10 years from now? And the answer was a definitive no, I did not. I kid you not, that little scenario actually took place exactly as I just described it. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was probably the first honest thing that I had done since becoming a stockbroker. I was for the first time being honest with myself. The other thing worth mentioning is that my branch manager friend who had brought me with him from Payne Webber had left the company a few days prior, and that may have had something to do with this apparent metamorphosis of mine. Not sure. I was never privy to exactly why he left because he never told me. I'm guessing that he got there, didn't like it, so he left. I'll never know. I'll never know, but I do know this. The new branch manager didn't like me, as he probably saw right through me. And so after my little hypnotic episode, I walked into the new manager's office ready to inform him that I was leaving. And before I could get the words out of my mouth, he says to me, "Brad, from now on, you will not exit this office before 5 p.m. No more leaving at 3. Understand?" It was weird. I go in to quit, and before I can say anything, he lays down the law. He had probably been looking at my sales figures, and my little everyday act didn't fool him one bit. Anyway, my reply to him was that I had actually come into his office to resign, and he was taken aback, and he asked me what I was planning on doing. And for some reason, I told him that I was going to Hollywood. I was actually referred to as Hollywood by the other brokers in the office, so maybe that's why I came up with that. Not sure, but that's what I said. I had no intention of going to Hollywood, by the way. I mean, why would I? Anyway, it was such a strange ending to that career. I came in like a superficial lion and went out like a what the hell am I doing here lamb. It's a bit ironic, but around 10 years, two wives, and five countries later, I would end up living right off of Hollywood Boulevard for real with my then Nicaraguan wife, Miriam. Go figure. Here's that building that I worked in while in the employ of A.G. Becker. My kind of building, what can I say? End of chapter.